First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see the few cameras here that record our actions. And you all have wires and microphones that record your voice. There are also some microphones there, but you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you don't intend to it. So this is our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see, some documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. It's being modified by the administrator. Okay, let's do it read-only. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work. We put a lot of effort in design and in the product itself. I'm Bart Buiten, the project manager. So I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit there and I can take some notes. Maybe you can take a minute.
Sure.
I don't know, it's not a lot of work, but just if you hear something like that, just write it up. As you can see, it's the opening, acquaintance, tool training. Acquaintance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yep.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one. No?
Can't really pay much attention to it.
I can see if it works this way. No, it doesn't work here. Okay, no problem. But on the corporate information side, there's there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay, what are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer. It's also that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are the three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work, meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design, then the detailed design. I had some little indications in here, but I think you know the word by yourself. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design, components design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and product evaluation. So that's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all worked out in other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. a blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture, we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the, I think it is format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. Okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents, club, I think. But all you all found that already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so that will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here is the simple toolbar. That's what I just said, save, print, move back or forward one page. You can switch between the different drawings. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse was running away. Is anybody playing with the mouse? Okay. We're going to draw an animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. This I can start from now. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, the sensors will get blocked and then the drawing won't get good. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow, but if you're going to draw like really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color, I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width, I think 7 will be nice. Now you'll see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much. See, you have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose is to be a little bit clever.
I'm thinking about a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Yeah, you got an eye.
Well,
now we've got another function. We've got the eraser, and then you can undo this easily. It's okay. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. I've got my text tool. No. Okay. This is typically a undo action, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you are going to do it like this, then it will be a stripe. I don't know, just try. It's not my. Maybe it's animals to draw another animal. I don't know. Lives for the fun. So. It's my characteristic about the dog. Lives for the fun.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna hand over the pen on a new blank sheet. See?
Okay. Okay, I'm not much of an artist, but here we go.
Maybe it's easier to draw with a smaller line room, I think, because this is going a lot better than I did.
Okay, this is my sheep. The blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts.
It's a real dead sheep.
Yeah.
The definition. I see. Maybe you can also write your name somewhere.
They are. Go really slow when you're writing.
Yeah.
They're brilliant animals, and that's just a little me thing. So.
I'm just gonna draw its head. But let's see. Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Or who?
Garfield.
Ah, okay.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and he's a bit more skinny. But
Is it your kid, or did you find him on the street?
Well, it's supposed to be a cat, and I like cats because they are independent.
Knows how to work the whiteboard now, so
yeah.
If you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. Haunted whiteboard. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, we for a remote control, the selling price is 25 euros, our selling price. Our profit aim is 50 million euros. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal 12.5 euros, so that's also a point we have to keep in mind, that we won't make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Won't work. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aims 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum 12.5 euros. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion, so I'm gonna sit down, I think.
Easy.
5 minutes. Okay.
So just on a side note, why is it my laptop isn't giving me a black screen?
Mm. Maybe you have to say the magic word.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to just clap it down. Back up again. Does everybody has experiences with remote controls? And I mean not the ordinary remote controls, but also a little different ones that you can use for other.
Well, we have a kind of broad TV at home and a DVD player, so we got like a lot of remote controls, one for the TV, one for the video recorder, one for the DVD player. And I think it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it, and you can use it for your television and everything else. And it also operates on infrared. So you have got a little device inside your room, and you can operate it from the third or second floor. So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or DVD player downstairs, and you've got a link to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think that if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. So
yeah.
It's good to remember. Yeah, different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared, but I don't know if that will exceed the production cost. So
mm-hmm.
That's something we have to find out, I think.
Yeah, but that would be really good if we could do that.
And other functions for remote control. Maybe we can look at the.
I think it has to be shockproof.
Yes.
Shockproof.
My remote control tends to fall a lot.
Waterproof, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you never know,
Waterproof. Okay, so these are few things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
And yeah, one other little thing. Thought it might be handy to put a battery status display on. So you can see
battery status.
Okay.
How much is left on the battery. But it'll also really drive up the production costs.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
But maybe just a little light.
That's an idea. Other ideas?
They're all mentioned.
Mm.
Any questions about this presentation? Kickoff presentation? Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. And then we can all work. Finish meeting now. Okay. We can all work on our own projects. Okay, then I'll meet you.